time for your comments pulled from the emails and voicemails we get. We read and listen to them all. On our last show, we noted the 10th anniversary of the death of rapper Tupac Shakur.
This is for my generation. If somebody would ask me who would I want to see a statue of that was no longer living, I would say Tupac. Because I wasn't here for Martin Luther King. I wasn't here for Malcolm X.
BJ Rock of Houston, Texas, was a little disappointed in our roundtable conversation afterwards. You can do better than watered-down, biased, middle-class commentary. Sure, Tupac was not Martin or Malcolm, but he was far from the fraud some of your guests tried to paint him as. He also isn't the best rapper, but in the end, right or wrong, the best of his rap spoke clearly to a generation confused and caught up in America's failed drug policies and post-Black Power civil rights movement. Last week, we aired a commentary by Stephanie Covington about eating disorders among Black women.
I wreaked havoc in my life, though you wouldn't have known it by looking at me. On the surface, I appeared poised, healthy, and happy, because I was hiding everything from the world. What choice did I have? Who could I tell? After being told my whole life that Black folks don't do that.
Frederick Bonner, a 40-year-old from Santa Ana, California, emailed us afterward, "Since the days of Karen Carpenter's passing, I have always thought, hey, I know women who have that same problem. Being from a Southern Baptist Black family, I dared not speak those thoughts aloud. Bravo to you, Stephanie Covington. I still have family members I wish could hear your message." Joseph Phillips' Tuesday commentary resonated for Vincent Mendez of Marion, South Carolina. "Thank you for the essay suggesting it takes a village to support a marriage. The reminder that we must all contribute to the well-being of our friends' marriages could not be more true. This year will mark my 5th wedding anniversary. Every one of those years has been both a blessing and hard work. My wife and I have both benefited from the support of our friends who defended sometimes over our griping and complaints." And finally, Alex Simpson emailed from Canada about our roundtable's remarks on the Louisiana bus driver who twice asked the same 9 Black children to sit in the back. "It is so disappointing to think that it's only different skin pigments that can explain differences in treatment. There may be other reasons. As a former bus driver, I would sit the mostly poorly behaved persons at the front so that I could more readily deal with them." We appreciate all of your comments. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. This is NPR News.